Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So I've just put up an episode about my experiences from passing my CPAT, which again, I'm really excited to share, especially the experiences with you as well. But today's episode, I'm wanting to talk about the day before my CPAT. It was a really both challenging and equally exciting and sort of meaningful shift to me. And I'd like to share that experience with you as well. So in the lead up to my CPAT, I've had sort of like a step up of patients, which is just really a reflection of the sort of patients that have been coming into the ICU at the moment. Obviously, I'm working in a really high acuity, multi-specialty, major trauma sort of center of an ICU. So again, very, very sick patients come into this unit. But it just happens of late, there's just very, very sick patients are coming in. And so that means that I'm, as a grad, having to care for, you know, very, very sick patients within this first 3 month period of being in the ICU. And the patient that I cared for, especially the day before my CPAT, to me was a step up of a patient. It was a, I can't exactly talk about the type of patient because that would give a lot away, but it was a patient where there's a lot of specific protocols for me to be caring for this patient. So what that means, and there was a lot of different procedures and medications that are specific to this type of patient that I've just never heard of before. And the way in which you give medications, some of these medications have to be prepared in such a specific way. The medications themselves cost thousands of dollars to give one dosage of. And it was, so for me, it was a huge, big learning experience of looking up exactly what these medications even do and the specific equipment that I need to be preparing this medications to be given. For me, I had never personally, just the way it happens to have been, but I had never given blood before and all blood products. So for me, I was learning, you know, I knew the educational aspects of giving blood products and what I need to be looking for once I start transfusing the blood products. And so the theoretical aspect I understood, but the actual application of it for real, I had never done before. So there was, in other words, what I'm saying is that there's a lot of things that just took a lot of time, and understanding, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing again is really important. So I was taking time to look up the medications to understand what the side effects are. And in the ICU as well, we give a lot of our medications through central lines. So the central lines have different lumens, which are all attached to this one particular central line that goes and sits above in the superior vena cava, which is sitting just above that right atrium of the heart. So the medications we're giving are going directly into the circulatory system for sure. Like it's going right in there to be absorbed and utilized as quickly as possible. But a lot of these medications that we've got a ton of medications that were being used at the same time for this particular patient. And so you've got more things transfusing than what we have lumens. So then we have to use what we call Chooksfoot or different sort of adapters, which allow you to have more than one medication going through one particular lumen at each time. So now it's really important to understand drug to drug interactions, because certain medications don't go very friendly with each other. Certain medications, when used concurrently, can actually be very harmful for your patient. So not only am I having to take a lot of time to research these medications and learning just how to prepare the medications and looking at the side effects and exactly what they do, but also looking up, you know, what medications can I be having going through the same lumen at each time. And you know, there's just a lot of these factors that were just, you know, just a lot and just time intensive. So not only, and then you add on top of it, this patient was very sick. So just because I'm looking up this sort of stuff doesn't mean the patient is just on pause. You know, I'm having to keep doing things, working towards the goals of my shift as well. So I was very fortunate to have you know, a few buddies sort of around. So I was really needing to use their help to keep catching up, because it was quite easy to sort of get left behind during this shift if I wasn't asking for help. And so what I'm excited to share this with you for is, this is sort of like a direct reflection of sort of one of my first episodes that I made a few months ago. And what I mean by that is, a few months ago, I made an episode about, you know, working to the patient versus working to the work list. And sort of my experiences, again, of another episode I made, which was a really important skill of asking for help within the ICU. So I know that at the beginning, I found it quite difficult coming into the ICU, especially being someone new to not only the ICU, but into this new work environment. It was, it's very important, and it's a skill that I've been learning over time, to ask for help. I sort of saw it as, at the beginning, as if, you know, I'm failing because I should be keeping up. And I saw it as almost a negative of having to keep asking for help all the time and getting spare people to be doing a few tasks. But and then, you know, so at that time, it was difficult. And I felt like I'd failed a lot of the time if I was leaving things for the next nurse to come on and do. But it's really exciting to know that I was able to delegate appropriately. I was able to delegate the appropriate tasks to people who were coming in and being able to help. And then you look at the other side of it as well. So working to the patient versus working to the work list. Initially, I remember one of my very first episodes. I had one of my first patients, and I just remember this feeling of having all of these things keep piling up onto the work list. And if you've ever worked to a work list before on a computer, a work list is basically just a list of tasks that I'm needing to be doing by certain times. So for example, I'll come up there to say, I've got these medications due at this particular time, and I've got mouth and eye cares to do, and I need to be changing these dressings and changing this and that. And initially it comes up, they're in blue, and that just means that they're sort of pending. And that means that you're sort of a bit of ahead of time. And then it will come up in green when it's at the time that you should be giving it. And then it starts to go to red if you leave it for too long. So I remember when my very first ever shifts as a nurse, not only as an ICU nurse, but it started getting to the point where I had all this red start coming up and all this green due at the same time. And it felt as if I was just spinning my wheels. Like, it just felt like, where do I even start? It was just almost bordering on overwhelming. It was just insane. And I felt like I was just failing at the time. And my mental space was like, I just don't know where to start. You know, it all feels so much. I need some help. And that's when I'm calling up my access nurse. And I just felt like I was being defeated. But now, I had this patient where this patient that I had was considerably sicker than my very first patient that I had. And again, I started to come up on my work list. Things started to come up as red. There was a ton of green to give. But my mental state is what I'm so excited to share with you. I didn't feel as if I was spinning my wheels, and I didn't feel as if I was defeated. So me, my mentality was, I knew what I needed to delegate, and I knew what could wait, and I knew what I needed to prioritize. I felt like I had such clarity of thought, which is probably weird to say, but for me, I was looking at my patient, and my patient looked comfortable in a way. You know, airway was patent. She's responsive. You know, she's breathing. You know, her air's going in, blood's going round and round. You know, I had time. Like, it wasn't as if my patient was completely hemodynamically unstable. My patient was still spontaneously breathing. Her sats were excellent. Her blood pressure's great. Excellent blood, excellent pulse rate, nil ectopics. She looked as if she was comfortable for the moment. So I knew that I had a little bit of time up my sleeve. And even though there's things up on there that were coming up red, not everything that's coming up red super needs to be done right now. And that's something that it's taken me a while to get used to, but I'm noticing now, 3 months in, that I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to feel like I'm able to prioritize accordingly now. And of course, yes, it's not nice to have red things come up, but there was people that came in and started offering, and I was able to delegate tasks to them, and they were helping me work towards my goal. And even though there was that time, I distinctly remember it. You know, it was a time where, oh God, okay, there is a bit of work, but I sort of took a breath. I looked at what needed to be done right now, and I started working towards those things. I was still able to go onto my break, and I was able to delegate tasks to my nurse next door, who was happy to help. So I was taking my breaks, which is an exciting sort of step forward for me as well, because as you'll probably hear in my first few episodes, I found that a big challenge. And then I just kept chipping away and chipping away, and before I knew it, I was caught back up again. So there was no real significant stress. It was okay, I recognized I'm a little bit behind. But at the end of the day, I was being safe. I didn't know what those medications did. I looked them up. I understood what the side effects could be. I looked for those and monitored for those. I made sure that I was giving the medications appropriately, making sure that there was no drug-to-drug interactions. And I was super just happy with the mindset that I had during this shift. It really felt like it was a significant win for me. It was really nice to know that I've been learning so much over the last 3 months, and I'm starting to really develop really strong, fundamental, good habits as well. And then I'm sort of starting to get it in a way, which is nice. So anyway, I hope you found this episode sort of helpful in a way. It's sort of this is a more episode of like into the mindset of what I've been facing over the last 3 months, and noticing that, you know, things have taken time. You know, it's taken time to develop this. I didn't have this on day one. I didn't have this ability to sort of take this real nice reflective state back and understand and how to prioritize accordingly. And it's been developing over time. So I hope you found this one helpful. And if you have any questions, again, please don't hesitate to ask. But otherwise, have an awesome day, guys. And I can't wait to talk to you next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.